Dr. Adnan Acuse, North Dakota State climatologist, is with us here now with his charts and his graphs and his anemometers in front of him. And we're going to see what he might make of the remainder of this winter and the prospects for the spring and spring flooding and all of that. And what the heck was that polar vortex thing? Dr. Acuse, welcome to KFGO.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Doctor. Welcome.
It's always good to have you here. Well, let's start with that last one first, do a little history channel. What the heck is a polar vortex? Now, how did that happen?
The vortex is a fancy word of a rotating column of air. It is not new. I'm not sure why it all of a sudden started being famous. If you're familiar with Alberta Low, Alberta Clipper, Icelandic Low, or Siberian Low, that you're not unfamiliar with the polar vortex. It's been around since 1922, actually. Scandinavian meteorologists put out a theory saying that there's got to be a difference between the subtropical climate and the polar climate, and in between, there's got to be a polar low. And this is what we are talking about, actually, the polar low. It is a rotating column of air. And in this case, it was very strong to be able to push the air from polar regions into subtropical regions.
No kidding. Thank you very much, Dr. Acuse. Now, in regards to climatology, last time we spoke, you were talking of no skills forecast. That is, that anybody could predict whether it was going to be normal, above normal, or below normal weather, but I would presume we have something going on our models. What are you looking at or expecting now for the remainder of this winter?
Currently, the winter, the temperatures are the colder than normal, and you might say, no wonder. Even if it is near normal currently, it would be below normal throughout the winter. However, if you're looking at the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast, temperatures are going to be above normal. With the below normal precipitation, but the remainder of the month and the remainder of the winter, Climate Prediction Center is predicting below normal temperatures with equal chance of precipitation.
Equal meaning?
Equal chance of above normal, below normal, or near normal temperatures.
I see. Okay. So we don't necessarily know whether we're going to get a lot of snow, but we're pretty sure we're going to have below normal temperatures.
Yes, it is going to be below normal temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And currently we are the 12th coldest winter in the history, with 3.4 degrees Fahrenheit on the average. One of the coldest months. They are very impressive, really. 1881, 1887. And in fact, Fargo's coldest temperature of minus 48 happens to be in 1887. And these are average temperatures of minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 8 degrees Fahrenheit. These are the average of the winter.
You know, speaking of cold temperatures, I remember hearing within the last couple of weeks about some satellite technology that monitors temperatures on Earth, and they found a place in, gosh, I think it was Antarctica, that registered something. I told you this morning something like 184.6 degrees below zero or something. The National Weather Service, and no one accepts that because we only use normal thermometers to register temperatures. But what do you think of that? And did you manage to find what the actual?
Yeah, I would hardly believe that any time temperatures would be that cold, 184. But what I know is the satellite measurements in August 2010 did measure minus 135.8 in Antarctica.
This is
near Vostok and at the height of 14,000 feet in a bowl. And you're right that the meteorologists do not accept measurements coming from satellites. And still, we accept that the coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth happens to be 128 degrees minus in Vostok, Antarctica.
Well, so they still hold the record, so to speak. I doubt there's too many people there that live there. And what's the difference, you know, when you're outside 135 below, 180 below, you know? So what do you think for the spring of 2014, Dr. Acuse?
Um, We know that the fall was very wet, and it was soil was moist, and it was deep down in the soil was moist, and the cold temperatures came much before than the protective cover of snow covered this winter. So we know that the frost is very deep, and the winter is going to be colder than normal. And we can expect that the frozen layer is going to remain and keep the air above cooler than normal. So we can expect a late start in the next growing season agriculturally. So that's what we know so far.
My, oh my. And as far as flood concerns, since we don't know if we're going to get much snow, I guess that's a moot point at this point, isn't it?
Well, we know that the fall was wet, and in fact, it was the seventh wettest fall in the history, and we know that the fall precipitation is an early warning for flooding in the next spring for us, and I have reason to say that because the top three wettest falls in the history, 2008, 1977, and 2000, they all were the major flood seasons, and currently, we are sitting at the eighth wettest September to yesterday period in the history. Even though if it doesn't snow or it doesn't precipitate from this point all the way into the beginning of April, it is going to be near normal in the precipitation. However, this pattern is very much similar to 2008, and we know what happened in 2009.
Yes, please.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. So there's the word.
So what you're suggesting then is that we could have some issue.
We might have some issue, and the fall precipitation is telling us to do so. Furthermore, that the right before the freeze-up, the Red River was running 90 percentile. That means only 10% of the time Red River was running below that number.
Well, all right. Dr. Acuse, thank you very much for your information. We're going to podcast this conversation. And you can find that at KFGO.com, hopefully before 12 o'clock noon, so you can send it to your friends. And
Thank you. It's
always good to meet with you, Dr. Acuse, and we'll do it again in the spring, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.